speaking of Derek's, Derek Bodner from DraftExpress.com, are you there?
Yeah, let's try this again.
Oh, you sound wonderful right now, Derek. Sorry about that earlier. Real quick, the game. Well, you know, Russell Westbrook is going to get heat. Played a great game. Your general thoughts on him? Is he like? I feel like he's kind of got the potential to be a top five overall player in the league. I know he makes a lot of bad decisions, but his skill set is unbelievable to me.
He's one of the rarest physical athletes that you've seen at that position in quite some time. And what he's grown into as a player, it's great to watch. And he'd probably drive me nuts at times, but I don't know how you can not love Russell Westbrook, to be honest. But I think if he weren't playing with Kevin Durant, and I think a lot of people still look at you know, the playoffs last year and what they think he should have done and view it in that context, maybe that's where some of the negative attitude towards him comes. But no, I love Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, and everybody always boils it down to like, well, who had more shots, him or Durant? And I think their record this year, when Russell Westbrook has more shots than Durant, is 25-6. So, you know, it seems like it's not a terrible recipe for winning basketball games. Derek writes for DraftExpress.com, which is a great, especially for somebody like me who I don't follow a ton of college basketball during the year. The only time I really pay attention to college basketball is when the draft comes around. And I think Draft Express does a really good job of whittling, you know, each guy. There's like a 5-minute video on each guy. If you just want to whittle it down to that, that gives you a really good sense of what guys do well and what they don't do well. Now, Sixers have the 15th pick in the draft, which is the first one out of the lottery. What kind of in this specific draft, everybody talks about deep draft, not deep draft. What kind of value are they getting for the 15th pick in the draft?
Well, I think there can definitely be some value. I think at that point in the draft, you end up going, all right, am I looking for the home run? Am I looking for somebody who has all-star potential? Or am I looking for somebody who can be a really good role player, whether that's as a starting position or even as a six-man replacement of Lewis Williams? And I think you're going to have both opportunities there, whichever avenue you want to go. You know, do you want to go with somebody like a Perry Jones, somebody who was originally a top-five talent, who has slid down and deservedly so, but who still has that home run potential? Or do you want to go with somebody like maybe a Terrence Ross or you know, something of that sort, where they might have a little more narrow of defined potential, but who can, you know, has a very good opportunity to fill a role? I think you're going to look at a lot of people drafted between 15 and the end of the first round. And you're going to see a lot of people who are contributors at the next level. And whether or not a contributor is something that you set your hopes for, I think there's certainly going to be a lot of people drafted that are going to be valuable NBA players.
Now, we'll talk about, you know, who they could trade up and get. There has been some talk about them, you know, trading up positions. How many positions do you think the Sixers have to trade up? To what number in the draft do you feel is a significant difference in the level of player than they're getting at 15? Where do they need to get to get that, you know, that very next level of player?
I think there's obviously a clear cutoff between 1 and 2. Anthony Davis is far and away the prize of this draft. He's one of the ones that you look at and there are just very few question marks about. And then I think 2 through 6, I think that's another tier. And I think that's where you still look at them and they're potential difference makers. Obviously not all of them will be, but I view that as a tier. From there on out, there are a lot of talented players between 7 and 12, but they also have a lot of question marks in them as well. I think if you get to 10 or in a 10-11 range, I think you've moved up in a talent level. And I think that's where they're probably going to end up trying to get to. I think they're going to try to get up to 6. I know there's a lot of talk about Portland potentially moving that pick. I think a more realistic opportunity is the 7 through 11 range. And while I think there's a definite jump in talent there, I think there's considerable risk with a lot of those players as well.
Now, at the 15th pick, you mentioned Terrence Ross from Washington. Now, when I read a lot about him when he was here. Tell me why they don't want him, because everything I read about Terrence Ross seems like he's exactly kind of what they need. I guess you were talking about, you know, replacing Lou Williams if Lewis Williams left. Why don't I want Terrence Ross?
I think Terrence Ross is a very good player. You know, I think if you look at his game, and obviously his jump shooting stands out, but I think his improvement on the defensive end of the court was probably the biggest improvement I saw for him this season. I think that's especially when you're looking at somebody who is a, you know, not a, a number one, not a top scoring option. I think that was a very big part of his game, and that elevated me from being somebody who was interested in this, someone who I think makes him a clear cut good option at 15 for the Sixers. You know, it depends whether, you know, again, whether you're going for the home run there. A lot of people will look at somebody like a Perry Jones or even an Austin Rivers and see, well, this guy has a little bit more ability to create with the ball in his hands. He has the potential to maybe elevate his teammates more. And whether or not that's probable, he has that, more of that potential. I think if you're looking at and I think a lot of times you look at that and you maybe convince yourself for going for somebody that maybe wasn't, you know, like I said, it's a lot about probability. Right. And I think Ross has a very good probability of being a very good player and a very good contributor. And it's almost like you're settling, but I don't really view it as that. Not at this stage in the draft.
Talking to Derek Bodner from DraftExpress.com about what the Sixers are going to do in the draft. Now, let's talk about two guys you mentioned just there, because they were on my list to talk about. Perry Jones, 6'11", but with like all kinds of skills. Why has he dropped so far?
He just hasn't been as productive as people hoped for. I mean, this is a very clear-cut case where staying in school is generally a bad idea. And for most players, I would say it is a bad idea. You know, the longer you play, the more that it becomes a realization of what you are, not what you can be.
Okay.
And he has absolutely elite physical tools that he's just never really been able to translate into a whole lot of on-court productivity. And you kind of look past that as a freshman, but when you start looking at that in your second, your third year, people are not sure what he can become, or not what he can become, but what he will become. And you know, combine that with a tweener not really being a defensive force, not providing a whole lot of weak side shot blocks for somebody of his size. And if he doesn't become a very good offensive player, then I mean, people just don't know what to expect from him at the next level.
Now, Austin Rivers from Duke, Doc Rivers' son, is a guy who it seems really polarizing. Either people really, and maybe it's just the Duke thing, but people either really, really love Austin Rivers or don't think he's got it. Pros and cons of Austin Rivers and whether you like him.
I would say I'm lukewarm on Rivers. If he ends up being the pick at 15, I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't be upset with the pick, mainly because I have my... I don't have my sights set on. I'm not a fan of the 15th pick. I guess I should probably get that out of the way. You know, my biggest concern with Austin Rivers at the next level is whether he can defend a position. I mean, he came out at the combine. He measured well. He had good length. I don't think length is so much the concern or bulk as it is just sheer effort level and consistent effort level. My biggest concern with Austin Rivers as an NBA prospect is whether or not he's going to be a good enough defender to really earn the court time to harness his offensive talent.
Now, you mentioned trading up. Now, one of the guys I wanted to make sure I asked about, one of the guys we've heard about that they're interested in trading up for is Andre Drummond from UConn. Now, he's a guy that he's one of these guys that has all of these, that has all this physical ability. He's a center, 7'1", huge wingspan, can jump out of the gym, but doesn't have a lot of basketball skill right now and doesn't seem to be super... he's not one of those guys that, you know, has been dribbling a ball since he was 2 years old, doesn't love the game, it doesn't seem like other guys do. Is he a guy that you think they should be interested in trading up to get?
Yeah, that's a really tough question. He's a guy, when I'm sitting here and I'm ranking my prospects, as you said, he just doesn't have a whole lot of basketball skill. He's not very fluid. He's not very natural. He has all the physical tools you could ever hope for. But once again, I mean, he shot like 29% from the free throw line. I think if you look at how many jump shots he's attempted over the entire year, it was barely in double digits. He's got a lot of holes in his game. But you look at the physical tools, and there's just no way I can put him at less than 6 on my draft board, if you will, with those physical tools. And you look at a guy who can impact a game on the defensive end, and even without maybe the highest basketball IQ right now, he can be a lockdown post defender and a very good, weak side help defender. And you look at the value that can bring to a team's defense, and Should they look to trade up? I mean, it's the kind of move that I wouldn't have a huge problem making, just because, you know, sometimes you have to take risk like that.
Right.
And this isn't the second pick in the draft. This isn't the first pick in the draft. This is the sixth pick in the draft. Sixth pick in the draft misses all the time. If you miss at the sixth pick, it's not a, you know, it's not like you have a whole lot of superstars that are just sitting there and don't have any worry about them. When Andre Drummond was being talked about as a first or second pick in the draft, people probably would have called me an Andre Drummond hater. Whereas now I can talk myself into Andre Drummond at six.
You know, there's actually one more guy. If you can you hold on a few minutes? I wanted to ask you about something. Yep. Came out about Jared Sullinger, and I wanted to ask you about him, but we got to take a break now. Can you hold on just a minute, and then we'll get back and talk to you?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Jared Sullinger. Not talk to Jared Sullinger. Talk to Derek Bodner from Draft Express about Jared Sullinger, who might actually slip to where the Sixers are, and also check in with the scene down in Miami from Heat Thunder. That is next. I'm Spike Eskin. 94 WIP Sports Time is 12:16. I'm Spike Eskin. Xfinity voice line 888-729-9494, pound 9494. On your AT&T cell phone, we will check in with the Zvi Tursky from Slam Magazine down at what's the Miami? Is it? It's not Arco Arena. Is it? I don't even. American Airlines Arena in Miami. He was there at the game. So look, I saw Kevin Durant at the podium. He looks so sad. I want to hear about that. So let's check in with Fee in a second. But back to Derek Bodner from DraftExpress.com. Thank you for hanging on, Derek.
No problem.
All of your NBA draft needs, go to DraftExpress.com. We're talking about Jared Sullinger, who a red flag went up, they said, about his back, which I guess teams knew about the back problem, but it seems like it's going to. He seemed like a guy that could go anywhere from top five, and then it went to top 10. But now it feels like he could drop.
Yeah, there are a lot of people saying he could drop. Some people even speculating that it could be something like DeJuan Blair a couple years ago when you know they basically found out he had no ACLs and he dropped out of the first round altogether. You know, I'm not so sure that's going to happen. We saw something similar with J.J. Redick a few years back, where he was medically red flagged at the combine, and he actually then went out and allegedly got upset and got a DUI out of that, and he still ended up going in the lottery.
Yeah.
So it's happened both ways, where people have overreacted and clearly been burned by it, as was the case with Blair, and people who have basically looked past it. I think it probably becomes a bigger issue with a big man like Blair than it would be like with a wing player.
Right.
You know, but yeah, you're not hearing reports he can go anywhere from 10 out of the first round, and I would be surprised if he drops that low. I mean, what it sounds like they're saying is that the major concern is shelf life of his NBA career, and if you look at this range in the draft, even if you get, you know, Jared Sullinger, a productive Jared Sullinger for 6, 7, 8 years rather than 12 years. I mean, how much productivity are the Sixers getting out of Mo Spates right now?
Right.
How much are they getting out of Rodney Carney?
Yeah.
If I'm drafting 15, the lifespan of his NBA career isn't my primary focus. It's the evaluation of him as a prospect, and if I still feel strongly about that, then I wouldn't, you know, steer off of him based on this report.
Real quick, one word, yes or no, your prediction, do the Sixers trade up?
I think they do.
Wow. Well, we'll see. We will see.
I don't think it's overwhelming, but if we're talking 60, you know, 60-40 chance, and yeah, I think they will.
I gave you one word, and you took 10. Thank you. Thank you. Derek Bodner from Draft Express. You can follow him on Twitter, at Derek Bodner. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And speaking of the NBA,